Hello, everyone. My name is Larissa Noonan, and I just got super nervous. So, just to let you know that that is what's going on over here. And to be honest, I really struggled with the topic of today's roundtable. If I judge success in terms of having multiple six figures in my bank account or hundreds of people showing up to, for every event, I should most definitely not be here speaking with you today because that isn't true for me. One thing that is true is that through preparing for this roundtable, I realized just how much of me is caught up in a super limited definition of success. A definition where success equals money in the bank and/or a very specific and ever-increasing amount of money coming in every month. When I tried to look at my life and business through other definitions, I felt like I was just completely copping out. My mind started spitting out things like, "So you can't meet the normal standard assumed definition of success? What are you going to do? Change the definition? What a loser." That kind of hurt. And as I spent time with these thoughts and feelings, I began to understand just how deeply ingrained this formula of success equals money is within me, and also how much I really want to shift that belief. And I began to realize just how much more freedom, spaciousness, and how much less self-loathing I might experience if I could fully shift this belief. And I began to ask myself questions like, if I could start to measure success in other ways, would I be living a lie? If our capitalistic society equates success with money and I call myself successful based on some other criteria, am I deceiving you in some way? And perhaps the most important question, does it even matter if I'm living a lie? If I'm feeling more peaceful, spacious, accepting, and loving of myself and others, if I'm able to be more present in my business, in my life, with my family, with my clients, because that is what I most desire. And if my current definition of success is getting in the way of that, then maybe it's time to let it go. So then my question shifted to, if I were to look at my business more holistically, how might I actually want to define success? I could define success by whether or not desired shifts and changes are happening within the lives of my clients. They are. I could define success by whether or not I'm continuing to grow and change myself, or by whether I'm finding greater harmony and balance within my roles as a wife, a mother, a community member, a healer, a coach. That is also happening. I could and do define success by how deeply I'm listening to and following the promptings of spirit. And so I'm going to talk about how these intertwine, because over the past 4 to 6 months in particular, I've made some incredible shifts in my ability to more fully trust my guides and to actually do as they advise, even when it feels scary and it seems like the exact opposite of what I should be doing. For instance, I'm trusting that money will continue to arrive even as I've decreased the amount of time I spend working in order to do some deep, long-awaited self-healing and to tend more to my marriage and my home life. And as I've done this, so many of my patterns of self-reliance that have served to keep others at a distance and me in loops of anxiety and fear have simply fallen away. Additionally, and amazingly, long-standing imbalances both within me and within my relationship with my husband are becoming realigned seemingly effortlessly. And my work with clients feels deeper and more joyful than ever. It feels like a course correction. It feels, dare I say it, like success. And by the way, money has continued to flow in, not just through my work, but also in unexpected and surprising ways that are allowing me to lean into and trust even more deeply my new definitions of success. Which brings me to you. No matter how you define success, there is likely something you desire that would, for you, indicate success that you don't yet have. So whatever that is, if you haven't yet achieved it, I'm guessing there are some unconscious fears blocking you. And today I want to offer a process to help you uncover some of those fears. It is called the Deepest Fear Inventory and was developed by Carolyn Elliott, now Carolyn Lovewell. And you can read about it in depth in her amazing book, Existential Kink. And we're going to do this right now. So grab a piece of paper and think of something that you want in your life that you don't yet have that would signify success for you. Maybe it's a specific amount of income or number of clients, or to lose some weight, or to feel more at peace, whatever it is. You can write it in your notebook or in the chat. You can keep it private, whatever you want. And now at the top of your paper, write, "Dear Universe, God, guides, angels, whoever it is you want to write to, I absolutely refuse to," and write what you desire. So perhaps your statement is, "I absolutely refuse to make 10 grand a month," or "I absolutely refuse to lose 20 pounds." Below that, write, "Because I have deep fear that," and finish the sentence. And then again, write, "Because I have deep fear that," and finish the sentence, and just keep going like that until you have ideally 20. I'm going to give you about 20 seconds to do as many as you can in 20 seconds. So go for it. And just write as quickly as you can. We're not looking for the perfect fear, just starting to get a few out here. Okay, great. Go ahead and bring that last one to the close. And now at the bottom of your sheet, and I'll put this in the chat afterwards, so don't worry about getting it correctly right now. Write, "Dear ancestors, guides, creator, universe, I ask that you remove these deepest fears. I pray only for knowledge of your will for me and the power to carry it out. Thank you." And again, I'll put that in the chat. So the next step is to read your list out loud to someone you trust. And this is important, that being witnessed in our fears is part of the healing. So you're going to read all 20 of your fears. The listening person will just say, "Thank you for your honesty." There's no feedback, there's no processing. You just say, "Thank you for listening." And then you ritually shred, tear up, or burn your list. And we're going to practice this now too. I invite you to write one of your fears in the chat or just speak it to me right now. You're muted, no one will hear you, as a way of practicing this out loud. I'm going to give you a couple seconds to do this. Wonderful. Thank you for your honesty. And you say, "Thank you for listening." Great. That's it. And that was super quick. But if anything interesting popped out or jumped out at you during those 20 seconds, feel free to throw it into the chat. And after this call, you can complete the full 20 for the day, read it aloud to someone, then tear it up or burn it, whatever you want to do. And ideally, you will repeat this process for 14 days total. What you will discover is that you will uncover more and more deeply held fears as you repeat this process. You will find yourself repeating perhaps the same fears or many of the same fears every day to the point where you will no longer even be interested in them anymore. They will cease to enthrall you. In other words, you will be free from them. Carolyn says it takes about 14 days to strip off a layer of unconscious fear in this way, and I found that to be true. And once that layer is removed, you will experience more freedom and spaciousness and clarity in your life that will allow you to more fully pursue that which you desire, that which would signify success for you. I use this process whenever I'm feeling stuck, and having used it many times for many different things, I typically now only need to do 1 or 2 days on any topic because I can now swiftly identify the fear that is holding me back and shift it. Starting out, though, I highly recommend the 14-day approach. I also highly recommend re reading Carolyn's book, Existential Kink, for more details and to refine this process. Or you can join my school, where this is one of the tools that we use regularly. And I didn't introduce myself at the beginning, so I'm going to do that now, just like I believe Karen did. Is that how Karen did it? Yes. I'm Larissa Noonan, and I support witchy healers in calling in their right fit clients and creating a spirit-guided business visit. A spirit-guided business via ancestral healing, existential kink, shadow work, and ritual. If you'd like more from me, I'm offering my guidebook, The Witchy Healer, as my gift. You can register to receive that via the link I'm about to pop into the chat. And thank you all for listening.